B-Pod Studios.
97.5, The Fanatic.
It's Jason Mertedis.
Exactly right.
Yes, exactly right, Gus. Boy, we got a great topic to talk about today. Topics in sports talk radio. Topics about sports over the last, whatever, 110, 112 days since sports were paused. We're few and far between of real substance. You know, we talk about games, we react to games, and we react to what players are doing, what coaches are doing, who's performing their job, who's not. But during this period of time, since sports were put on pause on March 11th, which is roughly 112 days ago, it's been, you know, topics of looking back and remember when and all the things, and should sports come back. And today's topic has an element of should sports come back, and it is relevant right now for a lot of reasons, and basically because of this report that comes out on The Athletic. Now, I am an Athletic subscriber. I love the work that they do, the in-depth pieces. Jason Stark. I love reading Jason. I loved reading Jason and Ken Rosenthal through the baseball craziness of trying to get back the return-to-play protocol and everything that went on with baseball. And Daniel Kaplan wrote this article saying the NFL may ask fans to sign a COVID-19 liability waivers to attend games. And I am so intrigued by this conversation because, look, we all don't agree on how, you know, these teams, these leagues should come back given the pandemic, coronavirus, COVID-19, whatever you want to call it. We have different thoughts on it. Some of us believe that the rise in cases is just a byproduct of a rise in tests. We see where Pennsylvania is, and we know that Philly is going to, the city is going to hold back on going to green phase, and restaurants aren't going to be open, and theaters and salons and those kind of things. And we know what's going on in New Jersey in the early stages of this, and how they've handled the pandemic and flattened the curve, and how Pennsylvania has done that. But we see what's happening in the South, in Texas and Florida and in Arizona and California. And look, a pandemic doesn't work in a straight line. It's not one of those things where it hits and it hits every area the same at the same time and it's all on the same timeline. It's not. And I see this article about, you know, the NFL is, you know, toying with this idea of asking fans if they want to attend games to sign a liability waiver, shielding the teams from COVID-19 lawsuits. The waiver proposal is likely to be forwarded to clubs by the middle of next week as part of a broad range of league-recommended best practices for reopening stadiums amid the coronavirus pandemic. Now, look, I don't go to NFL games when there is no pandemic because I love watching the NFL on television. It's such a good television sport. I'm not saying it's not good live in the stadium. It's a different element when you're there. But I prefer it on television. And the other reason why I prefer it on television is because when the Eagles game's over at 4:15, I can roll right into the next game without having to sit in the traffic to leave and the whole production of it. But I'm a bit of a dud when it comes to going into big crowds like that. I will tell you that with a lot less people there and the opportunity to sign a waiver to be there, I'm more likely to go to an NFL game now than I was in a normal year. Because the traffic won't be bad leaving. And yeah, I'll go. I'll wear my mask. I'll be socially distanced from the other cells that are around the stadium. Now, it's not going to be one person 6 feet away, two people. If you go with your family, you're going to sit with your family. You're like a cell. Y'all came in the same car. You might as well sit next to each other in the stadium, right? Now, I don't know how they police that part of it, but this is the cover your butt element that's in place right now. And I heard, you know, Mark, Jamie, and Bob talking about it. And you can sign a waiver and, you know, the belief is that you could still sue. Well, no, it's a release of claims. If you go to an NFL stadium and they determine that you contract coronavirus from being at the stadium, then you've released the claim. You can't sue the NFL. That's what a release of claims is. So, you know, I'm really interested to know if people would sign the waiver. Like, who I'm calling on today, and I'm going to call on Andrew in a second as well, and we can take this beyond the NFL. But who I'm calling on today are you diehard Eagle fans that go down there and, you know, those 8 games a year? I know they mean a ton to you. And I know that you season ticket holders are mourning the fact that you don't have those 8 Sundays or Mondays or a Thursday night game, whatever it is, to congregate with your group and go down to a game and prepare and offer so much of your financial into it with the big spread and everything that goes with the tailgate and the game. It's not just the game. It's the whole day that you sit around, getting in line in your car early in the day to set up your tailgate and get your spot, all those things. So I'm calling on people, all you guys that go to games and girls, and it means so much to you. When you see that the NFL and possibly the Eagles are going to offer, they're going to offer you the ability to sign a waiver to go to the game, to have that this fall. Does that get you excited? Does that get you scared? I mean, what's the initial reaction when you see that? To me, if I was one of those people that went to those games, I'd be excited. I'd be like, look, we might not have our whole tailgate together of 22 people or whatever it is, but 10 of us might be willing to go. And if I was one of those people, I would seriously consider going. Now, I'm seriously considering going now because of the less crowd to go to an Eagles game or two. And not only that, but because I've had sports taken away from me for so long, 113 days it's been right now, I'm chomping at the bit even more to not only see a game, experience sports again on TV, but to go and see it live. Now, I don't go to a lot of other games because I work for the Flyers. I do all those games. So I'm at a stadium 41 times a year plus preseason and God willing playoffs, right? So I like to watch the other sports at home. And I'm a homebody at this point. I'm boring, I'm lame, all those things. But I'm considering going now. I'll look at that waiver and I'll release the claims. And I'll go there and I'll wear my mask and I'll socially distance and I'll keep a urinal in between me and the other guy. And I'll stand further back in line to get a slice of pizza or some French fries and a beer, whatever. To me, I'm incredibly excited about the fact that the NFL hasn't just shut the door and is looking at possible options. I saw that the Oakland A's have said to fans, we'll put your cardboard cutout in the stands. The money will go to charity. And we'll put your cardboard cutout in the stands. And I guess if a home run ball or a foul ball hits you, you win some kind of prize. Right? Look, sports have to do things differently right now. They're trying to recapture as much money as they can. And none of us are oblivious to the fact that with these sports coming back, yeah, there is risk. There's no doubt about it. There's risk. More so than ever before with attending a sporting event or playing a sporting event or putting on any event. There is risk. But we also have to understand that these are businesses and they need to mitigate the damage done or that will be done by not having fans or, in the NFL's case here, very limited fans in the stadiums. So, Andrew, let me ask you, when you saw the news that the NFL is considering this, and you know the situation, so let's take it in Philadelphia because that's where we are. We know the numbers here. I'm not saying, are you going to go to a Dolphin game? Or are you going to go see Tom Brady in Tampa? Or I'm not saying, are you going to go see Jared Goff and the Rams in LA and California where numbers are going crazy? But when you see that you could sign a waiver and possibly attend a game, given that it's been 113 days right now, and who knows, I don't know if I can do the math, but who knows what it'll be when the NFL starts and where the pandemic will be at that point. But do you consider signing that waiver?
I'll enjoy it from my couch.
Okay, now do you enjoy football, generally speaking, from home? You prefer it
well,
there?
Well, I'm glad that you asked that. Yes, I watch the NFL from home. I haven't been to a game in a couple of years because, remember, I do post-game here. I did the watch party 2 years ago, so I haven't been able to go to a game. But before that, I made a point to go to at least one game each season. Now, for college football, Temple, I go to probably 3 or 4 games a year, same stadium at the link. Now, of course, there's far fewer people.
Is that one of the reasons why you go? Because there's far fewer people?
No, I just go because I enjoy going to that stadium and I enjoy watching football. And,
okay.
You know, I feel like I can miss a bit at the stadium watching college football, whereas at home I want to watch all the replays. I want to watch all the coverage that is provided in the NFL, provided on Fox or CBS, wherever the games are playing on. But not just the preference of me watching from home. I'm not going around 50,000 people, 60,000 people. I'm not doing that just yet. And I know that they're going to try to shorten the amount of people there. You say that
you Well, it's not going to, that many people aren't going to show up.
Right.
Because there's going to be too many people that are too scared to do that.
So you're going to step back in line for pizza, right? You're going to be far away from the person that's in front of you. The person behind you is still going to be breathing on your neck.
Well,
you might have the wherewithal to do that, but not everyone's going to do that.
Well, they have to have measures in place, and whether it's bike racks or, you know, the little stickers on the floor that this is where you stand next, like when you're at the grocery store, don't load your groceries onto the belt until the other person is paid. You know, I see a lot of people abiding by that.
Yeah, I see
a lot.
And
if a guy's up my keister, I'm going to say to him, dude, back up.
Jason, my local Acme, my local ShopRite, any local hardware store, they have the arrows.
Yes.
People are going the opposite way all the time.
No, I get it. You're
right. Because they feel like, oh, you know what? That's against my rights. I'm going to go down this aisle any way I want to go.
Well, there's that, and then there's just the oblivious nature, too.
That's
sometimes you just all of a sudden revert, and you don't even realize it. Like, I walked into Wawa the other day, and I was like, oh, my God, I don't have my mask.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't go into the store. I realized before, so I had to run back to the car.
Oh, you mean you didn't have a fit and you didn't go viral on
video? No, I did not. I did not go Karen.
Oh, good for you. I'm proud of you.
A lot of people do go Karen these days. And it's funny because one Karen seems to outdo the previous Karen.
We're gonna have a field of 64 of Karens.
Yeah, it's the Karen Olympics. And I feel sorry for people named Karen because now they've been lumped in. But so you, there's no consideration for you. You go, okay, but let me take it a step further for you. What if the Phillies offer you the waiver?
Not going.
You're not going?
Nope.
So you're not going to any sporting event until what?
Until everybody's pretty much safe. I don't know where people are coming from. I you know, what if a person from Florida, you know, they...
Well, they have to quarantine if they come here from Florida.
Yeah, and people are going to do that?
They act like
there's
you go through customs when you come through Florida.
There's a lot of rules. The other day, one of the articles was posted about how we have to wear masks in Pennsylvania, Philadelphia area, right? It's mandatory. At the bottom of the article, in small print, this will not be policed by the police. This is going to be policed by you, the citizens. And I'm like, all right, like what? Is somebody actually
going to... But then you get in a fight because if you're like, dude, put on your mask. And guy's like, F you.
Yeah,
you
know? Exactly. So what, you know...
You become Johnny Law trying to police
citizens'
arrest.
It's a good question for until what? Like, what's going to make me feel better? We are blessed right now that it's actually pretty good here, right?
Uh-huh.
It's pretty good here in PA. It's pretty good in Jersey. It's bad in other areas, but we're doing pretty good because I guess that we're listening to our leadership, which is, hey,
well, not
that's
only
a
that,
good idea.
Not only that, Andrew, but we were on the start of the timeline.
Yes.
So, like I said, it's not a straight line. Like, Florida didn't get it when New York got it. And, you know, it goes to... Their peaks are at different times,
right.
So we're beyond our peak. Is it just the peak in Florida, or did they open to, or they didn't handle things? I don't know. That's all for other people to decide. I don't really want to discuss that
Correct.
Part of it.
Yes,
but we are here. We know when our peak was. We know how this state has handled it. So you wouldn't consider going to. You're a baseball honk.
Yes.
You wouldn't consider going to a Phillies game?
No, unless I had
sitting in the outfield.
Unless I had some sort of media credential, and I have the whole section of myself.
Well,
no, I don't want to be around people. I don't want to be around people that I don't know, people that I can't trust right now.
Okay.
I'm still not there yet.
So there's a lack of trust in your fellow citizen.
Yeah. I mean, I'm getting more comfortable.
Like, that's fair.
I saw my parents for the first time a couple weeks ago in a while, right? And it was like, all right, this was great to see them. But I still hesitated to go see them. Not that I don't trust them, but I don't trust the person that might be walking this hallway. And then, God forbid, I get it. I'm asymptomatic. I go to see my parents.
Yeah,
and then see what happens.
They're
right?
older, so
exactly.
They're in a tougher situation.
And I don't want to deal with that, right? So I don't know if I can trust every other person that could be going to a game. Waiver or no waiver.
Yeah. Well, that's why I don't ride a motorcycle. It's very similar. I trust myself on a motorcycle. I don't trust other motorists on a motorcycle. You know what I mean? So it's kind of the same thing.
Yeah, you don't trust the dude in the truck that's going from the right lane to the fourth lane to the left.
Yeah, that's
going to
clip me, and then I'm screwed. So, but I'm wondering, and I really want to talk to these, everybody that goes down to the games, you diehard fans who give up so much. You give up those 8 Sundays, all the financial commitment that goes with it, the production of game day. Whatever it is, whether it's a Monday night game, and I know you all get down there real early for Monday night games, and Thursday night games, and Sunday night games, whatever it is, if the NFL is going to offer you, and the Eagles are going to offer you the ability to sign a waiver, and you can attend games. Coming up in just about, what, 9 weeks is when the NFL would start its regular season? Then are you going to sign that waiver? Is that a consideration at this point? You don't have to make the decision today because we are 9 weeks away. And what we know in this pandemic is that we don't know a lot. But what we do know is that things can change quickly in 9 weeks. They can change for the better. They can change for the worse. We don't know where this is going. We don't know what it's going to be like in October when flu season comes, as an example. But that being said, what you do know, you know some of the numbers. It's rising in areas. Deaths are still falling. Now, they may rise as because there's a lag. And look, you know your own body. Are you healthy? Are you somebody that could fight this off? Do you feel like that? Or are you diabetic and maybe feel compromised? Those are all considerations for each individual. But I want to, you know, I see those parking lots before games. We've all seen it, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy. And I know what it means to Eagle fans to go to those games and to NFL fans. It's a big part of your fall. It's how you set your calendar, right? I want to know, are you willing to sign? Are you willing to consider signing that waiver to go to games? Because what you're going to give up is you're releasing the claims that if I contract the coronavirus at the game, then I can't sue the NFL and say, you put me in a bad position. You're saying, hey, I'm coming of my own free will, and I understand that there's risk that I could get it here. And if I do, I'm not going to sue you for millions of dollars because I came to the game. So it's a release of claims. 610-632-0975. That is the number. E-Rock is going to check in at 10:30. He's big on the tailgate. He's big on big Eagle fan going to the games. Like, I envy the people that love going to the games and doing the whole production. I wish that I enjoyed it because it looks like fun, right?
Yes.
But anytime I do it, I'm like, oh, God, I just want to be home. You know what I mean?
At halftime, you're itching. You're like, oh, man, what are they talking about on the halftime show right now?
Yeah, well, it's that. You're right. The analysis, the replays, the ability to pay attention to the rest of the league better when you're at home. And just the creature comforts at home. And they've done such a good job with the NFL on television.
Yep.
Like, that sport, they've perfected the way to the drop-off from being there to being at home is actually not a drop-off, in my opinion. I prefer it at home. And being there is good in a different way, but it's so good on television with HDTV and everything else and the replays that I don't know. I just prefer it that way for me.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the other sports, that like the NBA, you go to an NBA game and you sit in a good seat, Andrew, that perspective is awesome. And TV doesn't do it justice, right? The NBA is good on television, but being there is even better. Same thing for hockey. A lot of people can't watch hockey on television. I have no problem with it. I love hockey on television, but being there is far better than watching it on television. Baseball, I guess it's kind of both. I mean, you can't attend every game. You could, but you'd be insane. It's a lot of games, you know, three nights in a row or whatever it would be in July and heat and all that. But baseball it has an ambiance to it when you're there.
You can get up and move around a little bit. You can get distracted.
Yes.
Whereas at home, you're watching it, you're just probably just going to look at your phone.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, it's just every other night, really.
Yeah, you hear the knock of the bat and you look up. So 610-632-0975. It's a very interesting article that Daniel Kaplan wrote on The Athletic. Again, the NFL considering the opportunity for fans to sign a waiver to head to games and to be there in the fall. They're not ruling out at this point either the ability to pack these stadiums at some point this season. It also says in the article, waivers are governed by state law and, speaking very generally and in over broad terms, are typically unenforceable depending on circumstances. Fans attending games, though, are assuming a level of risk by entering a stadium. In some of the guidelines, we encourage cashless transactions. So you'll have the ability to get recommendations to have pre-packaged, pre-ordered food if you can, as much as you can. And he said, I think you can, you'll see that was a trend in some cases prior to COVID, but now it's just kind of in overdrive to have pre-packaged food. So the team is working on this option, and I wonder if fans are considering it.
Are we allowed to bring hoagies again?
Well, is it Hoagie Gate all over again? You know? I mean, the vendors that are in the stadium don't want you to bring that. They'd rather have social distancing in line and have you buying their food. Let's get to the phones, and we'll talk to everybody today about this. I think it's really interesting discussion, and it's a really kind of, pardon the pun, but kind of moving the ball forward in an uncertain time. And this is the kind of the phrase that I feel like is so applicable right now. And tell me if you agree, Andrew. That the list of what we know for certain pales in comparison to the list of uncertainties. Like the list of uncertainties rolls out like a scroll that's like half a mile long.
Yes.
The things we know for certain right now and the things that we can control is on one page.
Which is why I'm not going to a game.
Okay.
That's why.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Do you go to the grocery store?
Yes. I do the mask and I do the hand sanitizer. Yeah. I do everything I'm supposed to do. Trust me, I'm getting tired of it.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not like, oh yeah, this is great. I hate it.
Yeah.
But
there's some store, like I'll go to like Target if I need to get, there's some stores, I'm not going to say what they are, but like the lesser Target basically, where I'll go and I go, you know what? I'm not going back there because it's the Wild Wild West.
Right.
So I'm being careful and I have kids and the whole thing. So, and I'm not young. I'm not like your age, you know, I'm 48. So am I I'm not saying that I'm a massively compromised person. I'm relatively healthy, I think, but I'm being careful and wearing a mask and doing those things. And I wear a mask to protect me and protect other people because I don't know if I have it. I've never had the flu in my life. Knock on wood. Never. I talked to my brothers and my sister. They never had it. My parents never had it. I don't know if I'm immune to it. I haven't gotten the flu shot in years. So could I have it and just be, I don't know. Maybe I've had the flu and was asymptomatic. I have no idea. So I wear the mask to protect other people. All right, let's go to Ben in North Philly on the Fanatic. We can take a break? Okay, we'll take a break. I don't know the clock anymore. So 610-632-0975. Ben and Fred, you guys hang on and we'll get to your phone calls. Are you going to sign a waiver to go to NFL games? We're back after this on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
That's Anthony. He's off today. Jason Martinez, 97.5 The Fanatic. Andrew along for the ride as well. 610-632-0975. We'll get some Andrew McCutchen sound coming up in a little bit. He joined Mark Frazetta and Bob and Jamie this morning. So we're going to hear some very interesting comments from Andrew McCutchen. Dude, he's cool. Andrew McCutchen, cool.
Yes. Yes, he is. He's very cool. Did you see his baseball card that came out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the button undone?
Yeah, that was when he was hurt, not playing.
Awesome. I love that guy. To me, he's a guy that you love to have. And hopefully he can stay healthy. And, you know, I'm so glad baseball is coming back in the regard that I want to see what Joe Girardi, the Girardi effect on the Phillies is.
Yeah, and they got the DH this year, both American and National League.
That's going forward, right?
No, not yet.
It will, though. When probably. They do their new CBA, the genie back in the bottle again.
I'm sure. I'm sure it will be.
Yeah, thank goodness. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Ben in North Philly on the Fanatic. Hey, Ben.
Hey, Jay. It's Dan, yeah. What's going on?
How you doing, man?
I'm good, yeah. Before I get into your topic, I just want to say I think the NHL is in the best position to come back of all the sports right now, just because they're playing in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have any permanent set site, so they kind of left themselves some leeway to change their plans up. And they kind of left, even the rules in the game were kind of like everything's been left open. Nothing's been decided, which I like about that. As far as your point with the waiver, I personally would not go. That would not be me. I don't know how the NFL could do a waiver like that, because you were saying, like, with the motorcycle, you have to sign a waiver to get it or whatever you were saying. It's the reason you won't do it. But if you sign a waiver at the game and you contract it, you can leave the game and go spread it to others. It's not like it's just you who's the only one that is afflicted.
I understand. Yeah. So, yeah. So what you're saying is somebody else that contracted it from a person that was at an NFL game who signed the waiver could then sue the NFL.
Well, if they could prove liability, I don't think the NFL really gives a crap, because at that point, I don't think they can prove liability. It just goes to the point that they'll let the fan be there and sign the waiver under the assumption that it only affects them, but it potentially affects the family members and others.
Mm-hmm. Well, the person that signs the waiver's got to consider that, too. And maybe that's written into the waiver, Ben, where it says, hey, if you come to this game and contract it, you got to know that not to be around, at-risk people or parents or, go visit a nursing home or all those things.
And I agree with you. But now you
there's got to be, look, there's got to be some accountability at some point, Ben, on people going, hey, if you're going to put yourself in a perilous situation, like if you're just going to go to a bar right now, that you don't do that. So people got to be held accountable.
Now, when you say put it in the writing, or like, you ever hear a radio commercial and they speed it up real quick so you can't even really hear what it says? Or
yeah, it's the fine print.
Yeah. It can't be done in that manner.
No, but it sounds like it's not, though. The whole purpose of the waiver is to the release of claims to be able to sue the NFL should you contract the coronavirus at an NFL game.
And honestly, I think if they open, I don't even think they need the waiver. I mean, realistically, how could somebody prove that the liability that they got it at that NFL game? You know what I mean? I mean, I don't understand how.
Well, I mean, this is just this. I think this is just the NFL covering the rear end, Ben. So,
I agree with him.
Yeah. Would you sign the waiver?
I wouldn't, just because. I wouldn't go in general. I just think it's too soon to risk it.
But are you willing to reassess in 9 weeks?
You know what? In 9 weeks, if they say fans can come, I'll wait another 3 weeks and watch what happens with the fans that go, and then I'll make my determination.
So you're going to have a buffer.
I don't want to be the guinea pig. You know what I mean? And as crazy as that sounds.
Yeah, you're going to look at this thing and you're going to be on a lag because you want to see if the effect of it. I get it. Let's go to a man who is a big Eagle fan, goes to all the games. It means a lot. Eric is joining us right now. Eric, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good, Jason. Good to hear your voice again, my friend.
It's good to hear you as well. And I wanted to talk to you because you, like a lot of Eagle fans, it means so much to you guys. To not only be a fan, but have the camaraderie of being a fan, to have the day, everything that goes with it. And I know that when the schedule comes out, you and a ton of Eagle fans, season ticket holders, diehard fans, circle those days on the calendar and start planning your day, what you're going to do, when you're going to show up. So when you see that the NFL is considering offering a waiver for fans to attend games, what's your initial reaction to seeing that? Do you get excited because you go, wait, I might be in a stadium in 2.5 months from now watching an Eagle game? Or do you go, no way in hell?
But believe it or not, Jason, the waiver itself is the least of my concerns. At this point, it seems to me more of a formality, really, than anything else. Because realistically, how would you, and there's some people that would do that, absolutely. They would sue the NFL for $1 million because they think they contracted coronavirus at a football game. And maybe they did, maybe they didn't. The problem is, how do you prove that?
Yeah.
Unless you're doing an instantaneous test before you step foot inside a Lincoln Financial Field and come up negative instantly. And I know it takes a while to get these results in, so there's a problem there. And then when you exit Lincoln Financial Field, you take another instant test and boom, you've got the Rona. Like, how exactly do you prove that? Granted, some people are going to do it as a money grab. Some people may have a legitimate beef, but nevertheless, whether it's legitimate or not, how do you prove that in a court of law? I'm less concerned about a waiver and more concerned with just the overall protocol of what's going to happen in the stadium. That's what's going to be the deciding factor for me. Not a waiver. Like, are we talking 60,000 people? If we're talking 60,000 people and all seats are open, I'm second thinking this entire thing.
Yeah, I don't think that that's the case, at least not initially, because there's going to have to be some sort of social distancing measures, and you can't pack that many people in, obviously, and be distanced in any way, shape, or form. But the thing is, you know, you may have a cell, like if you go with your family or you go with your group, you've traveled to the game together, so you haven't social distanced in a vehicle, and you could sit with, say, a group of five, right? And then there's 6 feet between the next group of three, and then another between the next group of six, or whatever it is, you know. But does it get you excited to just the notion? Because I'm sure you've gone through this thinking as well, Eric, where you go,
"Oh my God,"
you go, "Oh my goodness, I may have a fall where I can't congregate and I can't root on my team or do anything on site with my football team." And look, fans spur on a team. You're rooted on, right? And you're there to affect the game. And but that notion that maybe you could be in that stadium, even in a with smaller crowds, does that excite you?
It does, but it has to be done in an environment where
you feel safe.
It can't be foolishly done. Mm-hmm. I've got kids. I've got elderly grandparents that, knock on wood, thank God, are still around. So I don't want to see a situation, and I will gladly sit at home if I feel uncomfortable. I'm a healthy 38-year-old man. Even if I got it, I'm sure I'd be asymptomatic or be able to beat it. But heaven forbid I pass it to one of my kids or one of my grandparents. So again, the waiver doesn't concern me as much as it is the protocols that go into it. What I think is going to happen, if there's fans even allowed at all, which I think there's a 20% chance that there's even going to be fans left in the stands, there's going to be no fans allowed in the lower level. Next week, I think they're going to do what the Giants or the Jets did, and that is basically allow season ticket holders the option to opt out of next year's or this upcoming season tickets without penalty. Without penalty financial and without penalty, meaning you will not lose your season tickets for the 2021 season. You can opt out at this point, which is going to thin the herd. And then I really think it's just going to be the remaining season ticket holders left are going to have the option. Listen, you can't go to all eight. Maybe you can go to two. Maybe you can go to four. We've got to divvy this up. And like you said, stall it. You know what I mean? Section it off. Make sure there's proper social distancing involved here. And if that's the case, if the government and the state and the city and the team say, hey, these are the precautions we're taking, yeah, I'll sign the waiver and I'll go. But if it's going to be like in the beginning, 60,000 people or even the upper bowl is packed to, I got a dude breathing down my neck with his Yingling breath.
You're out.
Maybe I'll pass.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I totally agree with you. You got to look at, you know, it's not just about the waiver. You're right. It's about all the details, the fine print. Looking at it and going, okay, how are they going to protect me if I'm there? Even though I'm releasing my claims to be able to hold them accountable, I need to know how I'm going to be protected, not from myself, but from other people. Because you can control yourself, right? You can wear a mask.
Oh, absolutely.
You can stay, keep your distance, but can you keep Yingling breath behind you at bay? You know, as you pointed out, it's a great point.
Yeah, and definitely the tailgates, they're definitely not doing that anymore. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if Wells Fargo Center, the Phillies lots, the Phillies owned property, and the NFL, by the way, the Lincoln Financial Field parking lots, K-Lot there, is owned by the NFL. They're going to put together probably a similar thing where the Phillies games, where there's no tailgating allowed on NFL property. I think collectively we can throw tailgating out the window. Which, you know, for me is honestly a little bit of a relief. I can start relaxing on Sunday.
Yeah, well, it'll be different, you know. And I wonder, and you brought up the point, like, there's going to be people that without penalty or the ability to lose your season tickets may waive it this year. And I wonder if those people go back. Like, some people may go, you know what, I'm a little older now. You know, the money saved is nice. And the games are great on TV. So maybe some people don't even go back to being the guy that goes to the stadium every week.
And that could certainly be the case. So for all of you that have been waiting on the season ticket holder list for 20-plus, 30-plus, 40-plus years, who knows? It could be your lucky year.
Yeah, yeah, right, of course.
Yeah.
Hey, brother, I appreciate it, Eric. Be good, man.
You got it. Take care, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, Eric brings up a great point. You know, you look at it, and we got to see exactly what these protocols are state by state. Now, we're in Pennsylvania. That's where the games will be played. In South Philadelphia, what happens You know, what is the protocol? How do they section people off? It's you got to consider all these things. Like John just tweeted in and goes, I don't think they'll sell alcohol at the football games because that would make it more difficult for people to focus on social distancing. Yeah, you're right. You lose some inhibition when you got a couple drinks in you. You know what I mean? So that's something that they have to consider as well. But if they don't sell alcohol in the game, that doesn't prevent Joe Schmo from drinking alcohol in the parking lot.
Of course not.
You know what I mean?
And my other thing is, the point of not having fans is, you know, what we've been doing. It's social distancing, right? God forbid there's a spike in a specific area.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like Philadelphia, like any city where a football team plays.
Yeah, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, whatever.
What if that leads to, oh, well, we can't play here anymore. Well, then where are you going to play?
Yeah.
Are you going to go to Lehigh? Right, and play an NFL game in Lehigh.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like, I look at this idea of having fans waiver, no waiver. I don't give a damn. I go, well, the point of not having fans is to social distance. And I'm not saying a fan is going to infect a player. I don't think they'd be able to get close enough to infect a player.
Yeah, they're not going to allow that.
But if there's a spike, football or no football, the governor or whoever that calls the shots may go, oh, man, we can't play here. There's a spike. There's a rise in numbers. So now what?
So what's the alternative? Where's the option to go play somewhere else? Is there an option to go play somewhere else?
No, you can't. I mean, you can't do
it. You can't just pick up an NFL team and just go, okay, we're going to play here today.
Yeah, no, you can't do that.
On 3 days' notice.
And there's no hubs, and there's no, and you're not going to play road games the rest of the year.
Yeah.
That's the point. Like, to me, that's the point of not having fans is to avoid any type of spike.
To give the league the best chance or the best opportunity to complete its season.
Exactly.
And maybe that does put it in peril a bit. Absolutely. And the fact that the NFL is all over the country and all different, you know, you have the Arizona Cardinals.
Right.
You have the LA teams. You have Seattle. You have Tampa and Miami. You have the Giants, Jets, Eagles, Patriots, and Major City, Chicago. And we don't know where these are going. I totally agree with you. Joey tweets in. He says, not a chance I go to games with a waiver signed. I go down to the, take the bus. So I'm ready right around 30 other people. He said, I'm also diabetic with a premature baby at home. So while I have season tickets, I'm not sure I'm going to be seeing a game from the stands this year. And look, I get it. And just like the feeling I have in regards to players opting out, the same thing with fans. I don't hold it against anybody. This is a total personal decision, right? Like if you see players opting out, there's going to be a portion of fans that are going to say, dude, it's your job. Go to your job. Or, why aren't you playing? You don't think your team's good enough, so you're just going to opt out.
Oh, the second Malcolm Jenkins spoke out, people said, oh, he talks too much.
Yeah, of course, when you say something, right? And I'm fine. If Malcolm doesn't want to play, Malcolm, don't play.
Yeah, next man up.
Yeah.
And that's fine. Hey. I don't think any less of you.
Yep.
Like, all right.
And look, let's not act also, let's be really transparent here. Let's not act also like all players are equal, because they're not. And they don't get paid equally. Now, Malcolm Jenkins has made a lot of money in his career, and he could opt out. But there's guys in the NFL, younger players, that don't make that kind of money, pardon the pump, like FU money, that need to go back because their window to earn even really good money in the NFL, not Malcolm Jenkins' money, is maybe 3 years. So they go, I have to incur the risk. Some guys don't have to incur the risk.
Yeah, I think you and I talked about this over the weekend, or maybe a caller brought up and then I mentioned it to you. The average lifespan in terms of career years in an NFL career is 3 years.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, that's your 3 years to make money.
And that's an entry-level contract where you're not making
exactly
$9 million a
right.
year. You're not getting life-changing money in that period of time. Most players in the NFL don't make that kind of money. Most players, look, they make really good money compared to everyday Joes, right? And nobody's going to feel sorry for him. But you have a very small window of time to capture as much money as you can. And if you opt out, you're not going to capture that money. So it's an interesting, like, I'm not going to begrudge anybody for not playing. If you don't want to play, don't play. I don't care if that's Malcolm Jenkins. I don't care if that's an Eagle linebacker. Well, frankly, I wouldn't care. Or that's Miles Sanders or Carson Wentz. I'm not going to hold it against them. I'm not going to say you're not being tough. You know what I mean? If you don't want to play for whatever your situation is, whether you have a young baby at home like Carson Wentz or, you know, or anybody, it's a personal decision. And I understand you're entitled to make that decision. I can't sit here and say you're not being tough or whatever if you make that decision. Now, we'll take a look at our poll. It's brought to you by Marvin E. Cans Heating and Air Conditioning. Marvin E. Cans Heating and Air Conditioning is open and able to assist you with any emergency service and replacement needs, including installation of air scrubbers and other air quality products. Visit MarvinEcans.com. Is the poll on at 975 middays, Andrew?
Correct.
Okay, so I'm going to take the poll here with you right now. It says, would you sign a tough poll? Would you sign a waiver to attend an NFL game this season? Your options are yes, go Birds, or no, I'm not going. And right now, in early polling, 54% of the respondents say, no, I'm not going, as we sit here on the 2nd of July. 46% are saying, yes, go Birds. They would sign a waiver. I'm surprised that the number of the yeses, which is where I voted, is that high. So people,
I think it's low.
You thought people would, it would be the majority?
Yeah, I think any other sport, if we did baseball, basketball, hockey, majority would say no.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as it comes to football, I mean, you mentioned it. It's a different lifestyle.
Yeah.
There are people that plan their lives around it. Their lives are planned around football season. No. Let's not, have the baby in the months of September to February, yeah. Especially not February. God forbid my team gets to the Super Bowl. Let's try to plan for April or May or June. I had a wife that planned a damn wedding come football season.
Well, you have to, yeah. I mean, like, athletes do that as well. You know, they plan to have their babies in the off season. John Walker tweeted in response to the poll, and he said, with the way the death rate is dropping, absolutely, he would consider going and signing the waiver. Tom Flynn says, without hesitation. Scott says, no thanks, I'm not brave enough. Alex goes, nope, can't trust the mouth-breathing. And he uses a social term or a political term to properly social distance or wear their masks right. And that's a consideration. You have to, it's like the analogy I brought up about riding a motorcycle. I don't ride a motorcycle because I don't trust me. It's because I don't trust other motorists to clip me on the highway.
Exactly.
You know, like I was driving in today on 76 behind a guy on one of those, like sport bikes. And the dude, you know, he's going like 70, and he's got no helmet on. Now, I know they repealed the helmet law in Pennsylvania, but I'm going like, if I'm on 76, I'm probably going to, like, if I'm going through like a country road or, you know, a non-major highway, maybe I consider not wearing a helmet.
But that mess of a highway, yes.
But on 76, I'm wearing a helmet in the car. You know what I mean? I need roll bars. Like, that road's crazy. 610-632-0975. Mark tweets in and goes, let's see the games on TV first before we jump the gun with waiver signings. Life sucks anymore anyway. Well, look, does that have a chance of putting the games in jeopardy and the ability to conclude a season? Maybe. It could. I don't know what the one thing the leagues have done to varying degrees, whether it's the NFL, NBA, NHL, or Major League Baseball, they've made it clear that they do think that there's going to be positive tests and that they're going to have to deal with it. It's why they're expanding rosters and all those things. But we have no idea what their thresholds are to where they go, okay, this is too many. I have no idea what those are. None at all. 610-632-0975. I want to get to this Andrew McCutchen sound because he joined the morning program today. And Andrew McCutchen, straight up cool. And we know that the debacle that was the negotiation between MLB, Rob Manfred, Tony Clark, and the MLBPA, and it finally came to its conclusion. And I just mentioned, like, I'm glad baseball's coming back, even though I think that no matter what happens, any World Series champion, if they're able to conclude it, gets an asterisk. They absolutely get an asterisk because a 60-game baseball season just isn't enough. But I still want it back because it's still... I won't look at the season with the integrity of a normal season, but I'll look at an individual game with the integrity of it on its own face. And I want to see Joe Girardi manage this team. And I want to see Zach Wheeler. I want to see some of these new elements and where this team is, what Aaron Nola could be in this very unique situation.
I know you have your Gregorius jersey ready.
Yes. There's still things to learn. Right? Whether that's bomb, whatever. There's things I want to learn. I want to see the DH in the National League. I want to see this schedule against teams like the Yankees, more regional, which I hope they would do going forward, period, end of sentence. So Andrew McCutchen came on the air this morning with the morning show and offered a bit of an apology. Here's what he said.
I want to apologize, Madden, because that's not something that needs to be in the middle of this game. We understand that every 5 years there's a collective bargaining agreement, just like any sport that's out there. But, you know, when all these things became public, you know, all these things started to happen and come out, it just put the game in a very, very bad state. So I just first and foremost want to apologize, but also realize that negotiations is a part and it's a process. It is something that we do. It's not always pretty, but this is something that we have to do.
And it's well said and it's well taken. And we've heard some players do that. And we see other players like Trevor Bauer and trying to win the PR war through a lot of this. And there are some players, I think, that were responsible or just as complicit for the public nature of negotiating just as much as the owners were. So I think that all of those people have some apologizing to do. I think the owners do as well. Have we had an apology from an owner?
No.
Or MLB? Or no. Rob Manfred or the commissioner's office?
I haven't heard from Rob Manfred apologizing at all, no.
Well, I don't need to hear from Rob Manfred ever again. But and here's the problem is, and Andrew McCutchen alluded to it, they have a collective bargaining agreement coming up. And a lot of this was jockeying for position in that, and it's going to be really ugly. It's going to be really ugly. And the problem is that because that's going to get really ugly again, the league is still going to not take on the biggest issue, which is finding ways to improve the game and speed up the game. They're going to be so concentrated on this next CBA that they're still not going to address the big issue of baseball's product in decline. Now, I know you don't agree with that, Andrew.
Well, I think the sport is losing interest for a lot of people. I don't know how many changes you need to make. I'm not, make it 7 innings so it's faster. No.
Yeah,
don't make it 7 minutes.
I'm not in favor of that. You know, my fix is really simple. It's the shift. That's the problem.
Yeah, but
the shift is the problem. The shift leads to everything.
Part of the strategy. I even don't like the...
Well, make it not part of the strategy because it's ruining the game.
I also... I do and I don't like.
Have a pair of balls and do something ballsy. Get rid of the shift or limit it.
I have mixed feelings. We'll talk about this on the other side. But I have mixed feelings about the reliever rules that they made too this year.
All right, and we'll get your thoughts on that. And will you sign the waiver to go to NFL games? Would you sign a waiver to go to a Phillies game? Phillies Yankees with a DH at Citizens Bank Park. Yin, you going to sign the waiver? 610-632-0975. We'll get the mic and everybody on the phones. Stay tuned. It's Jason Martinez right here on the Midday Show.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. It's Jason Martinez. Anthony is off today. Andrew and I solving the world's problems as best we can. Andrew, when I was young, I did some dumb things.
Same.
We all did, right? But seeing this, did you see this story out of Alabama?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Darwinism, right?
I want to punch people in the face when I see something like this. The headline reads as follows. Alabama students, this University of Alabama, they're having and attending COVID-19 parties, and they're gambling on who gets sick first.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.